I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. I've got a purpose, you've got a purpose, all of God's children, we got a purpose. And what does it mean to live life on purpose? Well, the purpose of the mechanic is different from the purpose of the driver. The driver's purpose is to turn the key in the ignition and drive safely to a destination. The mechanic is concerned with the response of the equipment used in the journey. The driver is concerned with getting to the end destination, and the driver will make decisions that support getting to the end destination. The mechanic is concerned with the means to the end, making decisions that support the purpose of an end destination. So it is with us. Our purpose guides the goals and decisions, choices, priorities, and relationships of life in relationship to our God-given purpose. Well, a good place to begin uncovering your purpose is in prayer and fasting and the Word of God. Our purpose is to serve God, Joshua 24:15. It is to seek God's kingdom first, Matthew 6:33. To do the Father's will, John 4:34. Finish divine tasks, John 17:4. Complete the mission joyfully, Acts 20:24. And to become more Christ-like. We are to be like the salt of the earth, to season and preserve, light to shine in the world, so that others may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. The more time we spend with God, the more God can unfold our purpose. Jesus was in constant communication with his Father. All that the Father tells me, I do, he says in the book of Matthew. Jesus knew his purpose and lived his life to fulfill that purpose. His priorities were set according to his purpose, and he did not forfeit his purpose for personal gain. When Peter wanted Jesus not to go to Jerusalem to suffer and die, Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He was not going to let Peter stand between him and the cross. His purpose was not to serve Peter's desires, but God's purpose for his life. When you don't know your purpose, that's when you serve other people's idea for your life, when you serve other people's opinion about what you ought to do and when you ought to do it, where you ought to do it, and with whom you ought to do it with, not God's intended purpose for you. On the eve of the cross, Jesus asked the Father one more time, "Is there any other way that your purpose might be achieved?" And his purpose kept him steady and on target against all odds until he had completed what he had come to do and finally declared, "It is finished." There was a purpose to his coming, and when he had finished it, the resurrection brought him home to the Father. Because Jesus lived on purpose, the way to salvation was complete. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Please don't live today haphazardly, but plan to live on purpose.